Last week we learned the Ramo and Shin Lamates. The Mishnah says, Lo Mekadshin, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Ish, and Mishnah in the end of Beitza. It says, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Ish on Yontif or on Shabbos, or Gzeir Hashem Yichta, because normally when you get married, you fill out a ksuba. Same thing, Lo Miyabim. Normally when you do Yibum, you fill out a ksuba. Normally, Lo Choltzim. Normally when a woman has Chalitza, so the Bezin writes a Shtar Chalitza. That appears in the Gemara. We have a practice today when a husband gives a get, so the bezin takes back, the mesadra get takes back the get, and then the bezin writes a p'tur. We call that in Yiddish a p'tur. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have that. In the days of the Gemara, the woman held on to the get. So all of these are forbidden, gzeira shema yichto, just like mekach hamemka is the gzeira shema yichto. So it's a broad gzeira. You're not allowed to do mekach hamemka because normally you keep a record, you write it down. And on the kachin, but on the garshin, because you may write the get on Shabbos and Yontov, even if the get was written before, you're not allowed to give the get on Shabbos and Yontov, because you may forget and write a get on Yontov, or Cholzen and so on. That's what the Chayyadim says, you're not allowed to play a game. Someone was just talking to me now over the Suda by the Bris, that the Chayyadim says, you're not allowed to play a game where you keep score by keeping the score by moving the pages of a sefer because of the Gzeirish and Yichto. So later, Achreinim Amasik and Achayod, what did he invent? His own Gzeira. We have no right, it's not right to make new Gzeiras. Why is it not right to make new Gzeiras? The Mesillas Yesharim says that the Pasuk Gishmatem is Mishmati, Asum Mishmeris Le Mishmati, is not only speaking to the Bez Nagorol in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Gemara, it's speaking to each and every individual person. If in your situation, they didn't have these monopoly games, they didn't have other games, in the days of the Tanaim. I don't know what they did for sports, for entertainment. But if you have games and there's a chashash gzeir shem yichta, because it's normal that you keep score, then why shouldn't that be included in the same gzeira? Or even if it's not included in the same gzeira, a person should make a gzeira for himself. If you're a professor in a university, you're in the diamond business, you're in whatever you do for a living, so under your circumstances, in this century, living in this continent, there's a chashash. So Mishmati, I say Siogla Torah, speaking to each and every individual person. A person, the Mesillas Yesharim writes, a person shouldn't say, well, if the Chachamim would have thought that they should make Exer, they would have made Exer. They didn't make Exer, so you see it's Mutter. So the Mesillas Yesharim says that's not a valid argument. Mishmati, speaking to each and every individual person. Whatever the Tanaim prohibited, whatever it says in the Gemara, so the Mesillas Yesharim uses an expression, that's a Dova Hashava L'chol Nefesh. That's also to everybody in all centuries, under all circumstances, whatever you do for a living. But if you have a game and there's a Hashash that you may keep, and you keep score, there's a Hashash that you may forget and write. And the weekdays you always keep score by writing. So then the Chayyadim says, you should make it there. What? You can't add out anything. The Halacha never changes. The world is changing. The Halacha doesn't change, but the world keeps on changing. So if you have a new chashash, or ishmartem is mishmarti.
Would it make sense from the Mesillas Yesharim
that we can make a gezeira
for
klal Yisrael,
just for each individual, based on the person
on
their
majority? The Ramba, I'm going to answer the question. The Gemara says, Ein bezin yochal avat al divi bezin l'chavarem, ken gorel hemena b'chachma v'minyan. If a lady bezin wants to repeal takon of an earlier bezin, have to be graded b'chokhma v'minyan. So then the Gemara says, but the yutches dover, the 18 zeris, where the beishamay outvoted the beisilil, that you cannot repeal, even if you have a graded bezin b'chokhma v'minyan. So the question is, why not? So Taisus and Masechas Avodizara comments on that. They quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, sh'om dolehem benav she'sehem, that there was such a big machlikus over the yutches dover that there was bloodshed. That they were standing on the door of the Beis Medrash, someone with a guard with a sword, and he said, Edie, come in or you stay out, we're going to have a big vote today, and everybody has to participate in the vote. And it was such a big machlaikas that there was bloodshed. It's hard to understand what that means. So therefore, we don't want to have that again. So that's what they says. There's a historical reason why. The Rambam doesn't write that. Om Dolahem and Avshasim. The Rambam says, the Yud Ches Dover is Lav Davka the Yud Ches Dover. Ramam distinguishes between a Gzeira and a Takona. Just like on the level of Daraisa, there's a Mitzvah Sese, and there's a Mitzvah Lo Sese, on the level of the Rabbanon, there are Mitzvah Sese, that's called Takonas. Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, and Hesebe, and Abukosa, that's a Takona, Midirabbanon. Then you have a Gzeira, the Rabbanon, prohibitions, that's a Lo Sese, Midirabbanon. So the Rambam understood that Yud Ches Dovor, Afilu Bezen, Gorl B'chof Min, you cannot repeal it, doesn't only apply to the Yud Ches Dovor, it applies to all Gzeres the Rabban. Ma'anashtan Gzeres from Takonis. So some explain as follows. That the instruction, Ishmartem, is Mishmarti, is not speaking to Bezen at all. It's speaking to each and every individual person. Each person, when he realizes that there's a chashash, has to do a harchoket to himself. But some people will be, a person will be a wise guy. Say, I'm a genius, and I know all the halachas, and I'm very bright, and I'm never tired, I'm never going to fall in. I don't need any gzeres. So the Bezen has to tell us how to apply Yishmartem es Mishmarti to our lives. So whatever the chachamim prohibited in the Gemara, it's la misarah kasav ela la chachamim. It's not that they made a takana de rabban. They're telling us how we should observe the din, which matemis mishmati. We have to observe it like that. So that's a discussion. Rabbi Chana Vassman raises a question. This halacha ein bez niyachal levatol debi bez nachavem kein gorl hemenu bechochma uveminyan. That's on a takana de rabban. If the later bez and greater bechochman, they can repeal the earlier takana. What if you're dealing with a din deraisa? The earlier Bezdin interpreted the pasuk like this, and the later Bezdin holds that that's in Gansin wrong. So then the Yerushalmi says the beginning of Shviyas that you don't need Bezdin Gadol B'chapim Dominion. That's the Allah. Vasal Hashefet Hashayeh B'yamim Ha'im and Lechal Hashefet Shabiyamech Yiftach B'dor Kishmol B'dor. In every generation, if the Chacham is Higiyah L'Hayra, a lot of times he's not entitled to an opinion, period. He's not Higiyah L'Hayra, but if he is entitled to an opinion, then he's obligated to express his honest to goodness opinion, even if he knows that it's in disagreement with those who were greater than him. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein often disagreed with some Seifel and the Rabbi Yehuda and the Vilna Gaon, and they attacked him. Who does he think he is? He thinks that he's greater than the Rabbi Yehuda and so on. So he said, he doesn't think he's greater. He's not so convinced that he's entitled to an opinion. People keep on pressuring him. They want to know his opinion. The Hamoyin feel that he's Higiyah Lo Hayra. So if it's true that he's Higiyah Lo Hayra, then this is his opinion. He has to give his honest to goodness opinion, even if it's a disagreement with those who are greater. So if it's a din deraisa, that we say, En lo chal shefet shibi amecha, you don't need gadol b'chachma minyan. If it's a takana de rabbanon, then the later bezdin can repeal the earlier enactment if it's gadol b'chachma minyan. So Rabbi Chana Vassman has a question that the Gemara says the malachas chalamoid, the Gemara says in the second parak in Chagiga, that some halachas are rasa chalamoid, some halachas are muta, and the pasuk it's very vague, it's unclear. So the Gemara has a lashon la masara hakasuv ela lachachamim. How do you translate that expression la masara hakasuv ela lachachamim? So Tosis at the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah has a machlekes, and it's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch the Mechab and the Ramah, where the malachas chalamoid is the raisa de rabban. So the Mechab's opinion is that malachas chalamoid is only the rabban. The whole thing is only with the rabban. So that's what it means la masara hakasuv ela lachachamim. The Torah authorized the Chachamim to invent Dinim the Rabban. That's all it means. The Ramah Paskins like the other opinion in Tosis, that Malachas Chalmoyed is a Nisa Deraisa. So what do the words mean? Lamasara Kosav Allah Chachamim means a lot of times you have a Pasuk that's written vaguely, a real Din Deraisa, but it's unclear. And it's up to the Chachamim to determine what's included and what's not included. That's what the Kesa Mishnah writes Minigat Chukasakum also. The Rambam quotes all the Gemaras by Chukasakum, and he writes that everything is deraisa. So the Kesa Mishnah says it's a vague pasuk, Chukasem loisalechel, and it's up to the Chachamim to be koveya what they think should be included, what's not included. So that's a shaila Rabbi Chana Vassman raises. Let's say Malachas Chalamoid. So the Bezin in the days of the Tanoim established what should be included in Malachas Chalamoid, what should not be included. So what if that's a din deraisa? So do you treat it like a din deraisa? So a bezdin in a later generation has a right to reject everything, have a right to disagree with the whole thing. And dinim deraisa, he says, ein lechal shefet shebi amecho. Maybe you should say no. Then la misara kasuv ela lachachamim. So whichever bezdin comes first and establishes the guidelines, that's considered as if that's what the Ribbono Shlom said, as if that's what the Chumash says. So you can't budge at all. You can't negotiate at all. Or maybe we should say that on such a din, it's like a din de Rabbanon, that a later Bezin, who's greater b'chachma v'minyan, has a right to repeal it. Just like dinim de Rabbanon, they're being kobe something new, and the din is that a later Bezin has a right to repeal it if they got b'chachma v'minyan. So maybe here also the Bezna is being kaveh or something. They're being kaveh. Din deraisa. How can they kaveh din deraisa? Because in the pasuk it's unclear. Lamazar calls about the Chachamim. So Rabbi Chana has in his kuntrus divrei seifrim regarding, according to the Ramoah, that there exists and the Kesa Mishnah, that Malachas Chalamoid and Chukasakam is such a thing. That's Lamazar calls about the Chachamim. You have a din deraisa, which is up to the Chachamim to determine what's included and what's not included. So that's Rabbi Chana raises a question: what if a later bezin wants to undo it? Do you treat it like a din deraisa, and every generation have a right to reverse the psak? Or do you treat it like a din derabbanan because they will kaveh something? Or do you treat it like a pasuk in the chumash? The Rabbanan Shlom said, "Kol hakodim zocher," whichever bezin comes first, and is going to say, "What are the guidelines?" So that's it, and you can't budge from that. So that's what some interpret. That the Rambam understood that the Yud Ches Dover is lav davke Yud Ches Dover. What it really means is that all Gzeres the Rabbanon, the difference between Takanas and Gzeres, all Gzeres the Rabbanon can never be repealed. Even the later Bezin Gadol B'Chachmin cannot repeal it. Why not? Because all the Gzeres the Rabbanon, they're not really Gzeres. They're just telling you how to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa of Ushmartem Es Mishmarti. But we don't want to leave it up to each and every individual person. Every time they can have, he's going to decide on his own. I'm a genius and I don't need any hachokas. I'll decide to have a shvacha cup. I have to be marchik. I have to stay 2 miles away from the edge of the cliff. The Torah says, don't stand near the cliff. You can fall over. So how much of a mishmeris do you need? 1 inch away? 1 inch is enough? You need 2 miles away? No, it's within reason. It's within reason. So when the Chachamim made all the Gzeres Derabbanon, it's not that with the power vested in them as rabbis, they invented Dinim Derabbanon. They're telling you how you should observe your mitzvah Mishmartem as Mishmarti. So not only the Chayodam says that a person should make a harchok of himself, not only Mesiris Hashem and the Chayodam, that a person should make a harchok of himself. The best then in every generation should be kaveya, that in this generation this is included in the Shmartem is Mishmarti. Why does Chacham Avad, you feel the halacha is frozen? The halacha never ends. That's what he has attitude. The din is like Rabbi Yosef Kara, and you can't budge. Well, you can't budge. By the Ashkenazim, the din is like the Ramah, but we budged over the generation. The Taz disagrees, and the Shach disagrees, and Magen Avram disagrees, Mishnah Buddha. We change the psak all the time. So what, by the Svardim, the world stands still. Everything stands still. The world keeps on changing. The world keeps on changing, not only here. The world changes. So of course, the Bezin in every generation has to be kaveh. This too is included in Mishmartem is Mishmarti. He's right. Chacham Avadya is right that he says, he doesn't even quote this. The Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, Kol HaPotam Adova Ve'oseu Nikra Hedyot. If a person is machmer on something, that Mikra Din is Mutas, so the Gemara says, you're an idiot. Hedyot is the Greek word for an idiot. A plain person. A shvacha kop, a plain person. But that's, so the Rishonim are bothered with Akasha. On the one hand, the Rishonim says that if it's raining on Sukkot and you want to sit in Sukkot, so the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes, called a potamar, if you sit in Sukkot when it's raining, you're a hedyot. What if a woman sits in a Sukkot? She's nikra hedyot. A woman shakes a lulav, she's a hedyot. No, the Gemara talks about a person who is ena mitzvah v'yoseh. Does it get more reward than the one who is mitzvah? Yes. Does it get less reward? So you see, it gets some reward. The Rishonim ask, why don't you say it's nikra hedyot? So the only answer, the only time you nikra hedyot is if it's raining on Sukkot, so you're going to sit in Sukkot, it's not going to be teshuva kent adura, so there's not going to be any kiyum. If there's no kiyum, then you're nikra hedyot. Then you're an idiot. What are you seeking in Sukkot if it's not kent adura? So there's no kiyum at all. If a woman shakes a lulav, then there is a kiyum. So then the Rishonim go into details. How do you determine when there is a king, when there's not a king? Okay, so that's an issue. But you can't say that it never makes sense to introduce any chumras. Women shake a lulav. By Svardim, the women don't shake a lulav. Of course they shake a lulav. They don't say a bracha on it. It's a different thing. You can't say vitzivana. Okay, that I understand. But the women do volunteer. So there is such a thing as potam and adova v'yoseyu. There is such a concept of being machmer. The Gemara has a concept. You have a mishnayis like that. Sometimes the people from the Beis Hill would be choshesh for shitas Beis Shammai. Rabbi would be choshesh for his shita, the shita of his Talmud, in the beginning of Megillah. So Rabbi held Mikra Megillah doesn't need asara. Mikra Megillah Bismana doesn't need asara. His student Rabasi held Mikra Megillah even Bismana needs asara. So Rabbi was choshesh for his Talmud's opinion. It was always medactic to have Mikra Megillah basara. So that's a mishnayis like that. There's a concept of Eilu Divile Kimchaim. There's a concept of being choshesh for the Shita Sayochid, even though we don't accept that opinion. You say the Shita Sayachad, that's rejected. Doesn't mean that he's wrong. We've been on Paschal like that. But to be choshish for that Shita constitutes Amidas Chasidus. That's, in a certain sense, that's called Steka Deraisa L'chumra. So I don't know what the big taina was against the Chayodim. What right did he have to introduce? What do you mean introduce an L'chumra? It's the same as all the Dinim and the Mishnais. They didn't have these games in the days of the time that they kept score. Today we have games where you keep score and everybody writes it down. So it's the same as Mekach HaMamka. Same as all the things. The Mishnah has such a list of things. So this too is included.
And in terms of the rule of the
Not easy? Okay, it's not an easy thing.
How do you have Gadol Biminyan if the Sanhedrin is
Hayim Beis? Some Rishonim say Biminyan means age. How old were the people who made the Gzeira and how old are the people today? Sometimes there are older people who are stupid and younger people are very bright. I shouldn't have said that, I'm older anyway. I used to say that when I was younger. Yeah. So some Rishonim say Gadol Biminyan means age. Others say Biminyan, how many Rabbanim joined along with the Beis Din at the time that they made this Din the Rabbanim?
What's the halakha view on like playing games? Because I mean, it seems on Shabbos, it seems to be mashma that you just can't play games that are, you know, counting score or whatever, because then you might come to the right. But what about playing games in general? Like, it seems to...
Playing games in general is not Shabboson. It's Shabboson is an essay. There's no lois essay of Malacha, but Shabboson is an essay. We mentioned our Hashulchan quotes a Yerushalmi that there was one city that was totally destroyed at the time of Churban by Sheni, city in Eretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi attributes it to the fact that they allowed the children to play ball on Shabbos. So sometimes the children play ball in the backyard on Shabbos. Depends how old they are. Adults shouldn't be playing ball. Little children sometimes are playing games. Adults shouldn't play games. They should read an art scroll, or they should read Mabes Sedra, learn something, study Gemara, whatever. They should do something productive. Shabboson has an essay. But little children, so then, if it's really Sir, it's a Gzerish and Yichta, we have to tell you not allowed to. But it's just a violation of the Bitla essay of the Shabboson, that sometimes little children, Ben Kovako, they're not going to fulfill the essay of Shabboson. They're going to sit and talk Lashon Hara. So rather than sit and talk Lashon Hara, it's better to have them play a game.
If you say that you can't uproot a zera, even if you go to the Chacham Minyan, is that only if it's the same mitzvahs, or even if the mitzvahs changes and the way of fulfilling a sumer shmashmashmati would not necessarily be fulfilled the same way? Like, for example, nowadays it's not necessarily so posh that if you swim you're gonna make a quotation device. So if it's a different mitzvahs, is there another faith in allowed to uproot?
Yeah, that says in the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim, the Rabbim, the Kesef Mishnah point that out. If you have a Gzera, that's a Dovash HaBiminyan means they made a Gzera for a reason. We live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply. So nonetheless, Tach Minyan Achal HaTira. Still, you have to have a Moshe Bezin to be Matarit. So that case was just really only a formality to be Matarit. So then you don't need a Bezin Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan. Because they're not really... We're not disagreeing with them. If they would have lived in our generation, they would have not made the Gzera the Rabbanim. They themselves wouldn't have made the Gzera the Rabbanim. They made it because it made sense then. And today we live in a different generation. And
that's not only the time of Zera is in the Nusach
HaGzera,
that's even if the time of
Zera
is not in the Nusach
HaGzera. If the time is not in the Nusach HaGzera, then it's a Dovash of the Minyan Tzach Minyan Achal HaTira. But that Minyan Achal doesn't have to be greater B'Chachma B'Minyan. You just need a formality of a minyan achal hatiro, so you don't need greater.
I thought we assume that tamid is only in the nusach zero if it's the okar bar mitzvah.
Right. Whenever the takana was bakiras dovim and atoira, so then they had incorporated the tamid zero into the nusach zero. So then it doesn't have the status of a dovish and a minyan. All you need is a chacham should paskin that tamid zero doesn't apply. So the mele the zero doesn't apply. It doesn't have to be okar the whole zero. But even if the Tamak Zer was not incorporated into the Nusach HaGzera, it wasn't Bakira's Dovin HaTorah. The Tamak Zer was not incorporated into the Nusach HaGzera. So still, if the whole reason doesn't apply Bizman HaZer, so you just need a Chochem to Paskin, then you need a Bezin, you know, Yeshiva's Bezin, to be Matir, So that minyanach is a formality. So that one doesn't have to be gadol b'chachma v'minyan. That's the Ravid in the Kesa Mishnah and Hilchas Mamrim. When the Rambam writes, you need gadol b'chachma v'minyan, so the Ravid says, not always. If the tamak zera doesn't apply anymore, so then you no longer need, then you don't need gadol b'chachma v'minyan.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, similar to the raft, but also like the mitosis about music and clapping, that instruments sent by like the rabbi about refuah and medicine and Shabbos. Like if it's so obvious, like the chayah, then that like of course the world changes and people do different things and see it changes. So why shouldn't we recognize that and just say the world's different? So why should we keep these things still? People recognize the world's different.
I mean, why don't we convene a bezin to repeal those?
If the world is so obviously different, why don't we just not do these things anymore?
Okay, so that's a good question. That's a good question. See, the gzeira of refuah b'Shabbos, a lot of the pharmacist grinds up. A lot of times he prepares it. A lot of times everything is ready made. He just puts it in a bottle for you. And then sometimes he himself has to prepare it by grinding things up. So sometimes he does do tchina. Even mizanazet. Sometimes the druggist is Jewish too. He does the tchina on Shabbos also. Sometimes the tamak there still does apply. I don't know. That's a good discussion. That was a question. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that Rashi says Bishul Bechama is mutter. When I'm talking the Rabban, because ain't derech Bishul Bekach. So they said that today, that it's normal that you have, what do you call it?
Solar panels. Solar panels.
That's what it's called.
Duchemesh,
yeah. So they claim that since today it's normal, so today it's a malacha deraisa. And the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, they all assume that it's not so. They all assume as if the din, this was established, depends on what it was in the days of Maimon HaSinai, and what it was in the days of Rabbi and Rav Ashi, or the days of what the Metzias was in the days of Shnei Alofim Torah, the end of the Shnei Alofim Torah, something. Somehow they assume that the din was frozen. And even though today the whole Metzias changed, today it is Derech Bisha Bekach, so they hold that it's still going to be Mutam. So that's a question. That's a question. What about Salzman Kriyashma? People wake up today. People don't wake up depending on when the sun rises. We have electric lights. We have electric clocks. So it doesn't correspond at all in Metzius. That's a question. When do we say the din depends on the Metzius that was at that time? And when is that time? That time means Maimon HaSinai. That time means Shnei Alofim Torah, the end of the Shnei Alofim Torah. That time means Ravina Rav Ashi, the Sof HaRoh.
If the Rambam says that if you have a Gezeira that's Tam is Batel, so the Gezeira is Batel, if a Bezin can be vandalized,
any Bezin can be vandalized without Gadol B'chachma V'minyan, right.
So why was there a Detroit? Why is there an emphasis in the post not to accept the Tosos that says by clapping and dancing that it's mutter because nowadays the time doesn't apply that every person doesn't know how to fix it. I thought the Rama says it's better not to rely in the minute like that, but better not to, which is Shishogim, but ideally it's not better to rely on this. And I thought the Rama says we on Rishonim and anonymous daughter, and we don't readily accept this.
Right, so you're asking why don't we establish a bezin and repeal it?
Tosis did that already. Tosis says mutter.
No, Tosis didn't repeal exactly. Tosis said that the whole Gzera doesn't apply, so that we don't understand Tosis. Why did they say the Gzera? It was a Dovish of Eminyan. It was not Kiras Dovman of Torah. They say the Gzera doesn't apply on our instruments. How can they say that? That's a Dovish of Eminyan. If they would have said, we are convening a Bezin, we're repealing it. That's a different story. The Ramban, not Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav. When the Gemara talks about Bezin, later Bezin, Yochaloch, and so on. So the Ramban writes at Saint Gemara and Gittin also. So the Ramban writes, if I want to, I can repeal the takon of Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, because he doesn't think that the reason applies anymore, because we have so much better communication. Days of the Ramban. How does it compare today? Today we certainly have better communication. He says, if I want to, I can repeal the takon, but I don't want to. He's not in the mood. He doesn't have an interest in. He says, if I want to, I can repeal the Gzeira of Yantav Sheni because the Tam doesn't apply. Whenever you have a Dovish of Minyan for a reason, and you need a later Bezin to repeal it, Binyan Achal Atira, the Minyan Achal doesn't have to be Gvadal B'chachma, the Minyan. That's one example that he gives.
That's
because the Gemara says that they don't have to be gadol.
No, that's what the Ravid and the Kesem Mishnah write in Hilchas Mamrim, that if in a later generation the whole reason for the Gzeira doesn't apply, so true, the Gemara calls that Dabash and a Minyan, Tzach Minyanach and Lahatiro, but that Minyanach doesn't have to be Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan. That's the Ravid and the Kesem Mishnah in Hilchas Mamrim. Yeah, so there's...
Where is the Ramban?
The Ramban is on Avodah Zarah, on Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara has this klal. Ain't bez niyochel abatel divit meres nachvein, ken gadol meinu b'chafim minyan. So he writes the same as the Ravid, probably quotes the Ravid, that whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, then later bezin can repeal it even if they're not greater b'chachma of a minyan. And he writes, if I want to, I could repeal the gzera of Yontav Sheni, but I don't think it's necessary. But he says, if you want to, you could. The conservatives should have repealed it instead of saying a tilta. They should have said, we're convening a bezin, we're repealing it. Should have done like the Ramban. Yeah.
Why did the Ramban want to, especially if you could be so many assayed
doises? Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. We would put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni. We'd have yeshiva. We'd have shia. I don't know. It's a good question. Why didn't he repeal? I don't know.
Why does nobody do it now?
Okay. Let's bring it up. Okay, Nachama. So the Mishnah has a whole list of gzeris here. Lo Mikachin is the Mishnah. Lo Migarshin is not in the Mishnah. Tosis writes that Lo Migarshin is in the Tosefta. We don't, and on the side of the Tosis they printed, we don't have this in our Tosefta. But Tosis says there is such a gzeira, Elen Kane, who gets Chidmeira. That's a Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaZorek and the end of Gittin. The Gemara tells the story of who Shchid Meira, he had written a get in advance. He was about to die. What does he have to write a get for? He had no children and his wife would be Skuka LeYovam, and it would be a hardship to get the brother-in-law to do the Chalitza. So he, out of love for his wife, he wrote a get and he was going to give the get. And then he didn't get to give the get before Shabbos. Then on Shabbos he was very, very sick and they were afraid he's going to die. Before Shabbos is over, he wouldn't be able to give the get. Not going to give the get, so she's going to be Skuka LeYovam. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Paskin, he can give the get on Shabbos. And the Gemara says he didn't even have the get where he was. It was in a different location. So he was makne the chotzer to his wife. Mamish mekach hamemke. He was makne the chotzer to his wife that she should be kind of the get. The din is if the husband throws a get into the wife's chotzer, that's also good. Menasam beyoda, chatzera is also good. Menasam mikomakom, to put the get in the chotzer of the isha is also good. So here, he didn't put the get into the chatzah. He was makna the chatzah to the wife, and that was the way he did the nesinas haget. So Tosfos says, but isn't there a violation of mekach hamemka? In that case, for sure there was a violation. It was makna the chatzah. But even if you would have the get here, you wouldn't have to be makna the chatzah. You would have to give the get. The Tosfos says, even that's also a megarshin, as it says in Tosefta, and that's a Tosefta that we don't have. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that, a megarshin, you're not allowed to give the get. Unless it's a shchid meira, b'mokum igun, then we are mekel on this gezera de rabban. From Mokum Igun, we are mekel. So that's a famous story that happened many years ago, and they said Radisa Zalman gave that suggestion, and then the case repeated itself in recent years, 40 years ago, so Rav Yashiv repeated again the suggestion. A man was in an accident, a man in Arizona was in an accident on Shabbos, and he was clearly going to die, he was about to die. And his wife would be Zekuka LeYovam. And the case that happened in the recent years, the man was from Russia. And his brother lived in Russia when there was an Iron Curtain. And Yetzid Ein Ba. It would be impossible for the wife to go to Russia to go get Chalitza. It was impossible for the brother to come to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't let anybody travel back and forth. It was a miracle that he himself got out of Russia. So if he's going to die, his wife is going to be Zekuka LeYovam, she'll be stuck, she'll be in Avruma the rest of her life. So his brother's daughter lived in Eretz Yisrael also. So Rabbi Yashiv said, they said, this is Rabbi Zalman's suggestion 50 years earlier, he should marry the brother's daughter, so his wife will be at Tzoras Habas, Tzoras Erva. So when he dies, his younger wife, his niece, whom he's going to marry, will not be Zekuka LeYovam to her father. Those who learned the first Mishnah in Yevamos, there's no Zika to your daughter. So the co-wife of the daughter is called the Tzoras Habas, the co-wife. So That's a machleged b'sham and b'sil. And we pass on like b'silah, that just like there's no zika to the bas, there's no need for a chalitza, there's no need for a chalitza to the tzoras habasina. So that's what they did. We just like we allow a get to be given on Shabbos, despite the fact that there's a gzer derabon. Just like we allow you to be matna the chotzer, to be kind of the get was in a, the shchimra was here, and the get was in a different house. He was makna the chotzer to the wife that she should be kind of the get. We allow mekach hamemcha, so it's the same mekach hamemcha, ein mekachim. So here, by marrying his niece, by marrying the daughter of his brother, who is still behind the Iron Curtain, this is the way he solved the problem of Igun. He made his wife into a tzara serva, and thereby she didn't need the chalitza. Yeah, so this is one big zera derabbanon. All of these are all zera shemi yichtav, all of these mekach hamemcha. Part of the Mekach HaMemka is you're not allowed to be mafresh Shumas HaMaisris. So the Rambam writes that there are two reasons, and the Achronim say the Rambam's two reasons comes from the Gemara in Beitz Daf Yud, that you see from the Gemara there are two different reasons why Afrosh's Shumas HaMaisris is also. Number one, before you mafresh Shumas HaMaisris, everything is tevel, so it all belongs to the farmer. The minute he's mafresh the truma, it no longer belongs to the farmer, belongs to the Shevet Kahuna. When you mafresh the Maisrish, it no longer belongs to the farmer, it belongs to the Shevet Leviya. If you mafish ma'isa sheni, so some write that's also mekach hamemka because we pass ma'isa sheni mama gavoya, so no longer belongs to you, it becomes mama gavoya. That's a question whether that's a valid, is that a correct statement or not? But that's a shev shmeitzer has rishonim who say like that. Or if you mafish ma'isa oni, so no longer belongs to the farmer, perhaps, and now belongs to all the anim in the world. So that's one reason why Mekach, that's one reason why Afrosh Destrum Samaisis is Asura B'Shabbos B'Yonta, because it's an act of Mekach HaMemkar. Mekach HaMemkar is also Gzeir Shem Yichtav. I don't know if that's a common practice. People write down that they're Afrosh Destrum Samaisis, the Chashash Shem Yichtav doesn't apply, but it's Mekach HaMemkar. So that's why it's also. Then the other reason the Rambam writes is that it's Mesaken Mana, that before it was Tevel, and now after the Afrosh Destrum Samaisis, is muta bachila. The real mesakamana is anamana. Mem nun aleph. Mana means a kli. If you have a broken chair and you fix it, you have a twisted spoon and you fix it, that's real mesakamana. Mesakamana on echlim is probably, many hold it's only the rabbanon. Some disagree. Pashtun mesakamana on echlim is only the rabbanon because it's not a mana. And it's also only the rabbanon al pi pashtus because it's only a tikkun al pi aloche. And mitzias is not a tikkun. If you ask a guy, did I accomplish anything? He said, yeah, you took away half of the food. What kind of misakan money? He takes away 2% for the Truma Gedoyla, 10% for the Maizavish, 9% for Maizavish. He took away half of my food. What's the... So Tosis writes that it's only misakan money, the Rabbanon, but Eim Emati Miyantav, that you're not allowed to pull off the berries on the Hadassim, because the Hadassim were puzzled. If Anovot Merubim Miyalov, and then if you Memayit, if you pull off the berries, pull off the Anovim, then it becomes kosher. Then the Mishnah says, "Eimimant beyanta," because it's mesakan mana. So that big tesis in Yuma, that where was it? Dafel lamedalad lamedbeis lamedvav lamedalam. So that gigantic tesis on Amud Aleph, and the Hemshech of the tesis writes that that's clearly only an Issa derabanan, because it's not a tikkun al in Mitzia. It's only a tikkun al pidin. Rabbi Kaveg in the Gilyan Hashas over there quotes from the Mordechai b'shem the Rabbi Yoah that he disagrees. They hold that it's a mesakan mana derais. So we usually assume like tesis. So. Being mafresh Shumas and Maisis is a double Issa. The Rambam writes, and it's based on the Gemara in the first paragraph in Beitza Daf Yud. That's that. Yosemech points out, the Mishkan Sanhedrin points out, it's based on the Gemara in Beitza, that there are two different reasons. It's important to keep in mind the two different reasons because there's a Gemara, I think we discussed it, there's a Gemara in the end of Shabbos in Perek Shoyal, if I'm not mistaken. There are a lot of prokim here, which is Shoyal, 23rd Perek. Whoa. I forgot already where it is. Not in Perek Shoyal. So the Chov is about Malam is Hamaduma. Af Malam is Hamaduma. What does Meduma mean? Meduma means if you have Truma fell into Chulin, so that's Meduma. So the din is that you need Minator, it's Batal Chad, Betray Medarabon, and you need Mayo. So let's say you have Mayo. Right? So it's bottle leave him in the Rabbanon. You have 100 units of heter against the 1 unit of truma, so the din is even in the Rabbanon, the truma is bottle. But still the din is tarach laharim. You have to take, let's say, 1 gallon of truma dika wine fell into 150 gallons of chulan dika wine, It's all mixed up together. Lach balach, yavish b'yavish, same thing. It doesn't make a difference. So the din is you have to, since one, so it's bat lechur meya, but there's a din, sarach laharim, since one unit of truma fell in, you have to take out 1 gallon, let's say, of truma fell in, have to take out 1 gallon of wine from the 151 gallons, they're all mixed together, have to take out 1 gallon of wine, and give it to the Kohanim later on, because the Yerushalmi says, Mamayna loy batl. True, in Tumah v'Tara or in Issa v'Heta, there's an institution of Bitl v'Roid. But in Mammon, there is no such din. The Gemara says in the end of Beitz, if I have 5 nickels in my hand, someone drops another nickel in, and we can't identify which is his nickel, which are my 5 nickels. So you don't say Bitl v'Roid. I have the right to keep all the 6 nickels. I'm not kind of your money. I have to give you back a nickel. Mammon is not bottle bird. That's a din deraisa. Mammon is not bottle bird. That's a real din deraisa. There is a Shara Melech and a lot of Rishonim Achrayim. They all say, at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, so there was money in the Beis Hamikdash that had Kedushas Hekdash on it. And then when the Roman soldiers came in, they stole all the money and it got mixed up. There was a tarubis of money, of hegdish, of money achulin. So that's a din midirabbanan, that money is not bottle. We're talking about isa v'heter. Is there an isa me'ila v'hegdish? The rove of the money in the world is chulin. The rove of the money in the world was not in the Beis Hamikdash. It's the mi'ot. So min ha'Torah, the money, you're allowed to use any money you have, unless you know bevadai, this is the money that the guy stole from the Beis Hamikdash. That would be an issue there. I said the Gemara solves the problem. The Gemara asked Akasha, the Gemara of Arizori, we spoke about the Gemara. The Gemara of Arizori asked, how are you allowed to use any of those coins, any of those Roman coins? It's a tarubis of hegdish digging money got mixed up in chulin digging money. It's just not bottle. So the Gemara answers, but the pasuk about pizza mechidalu, when the goyim come in to the Beis Hamikdash and they use the money for their own secular purposes. So it's Yotze L'chulim. What was the Gemara's question in the first place? If not for the Pasuk, Gebol Bar Pitz Mechilu, that's an Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet. Not for that Pasuk from Yecheskel, what would have been the problem? The problem is that Mammon Hegdish is not Batl Afilu Be'elef. What kind of a din is that? Mammon Hegdish is not Batl. So that's only a din midirabbanan al pipat. That's not a din there, right? So Mammon Alei Batl means I can't keep all the 6 nickels. I have to give you back a nickel. But here we're not talking about keeping the money. We're talking, is it also Bahanoah? So you should go basarab, you should say bitl beroy. We're not talking about the mominous aspect, we're talking about the iser me'ila, the hegdish. So the iser me'ila, the hegdish, you should really say that the bitl beroy should apply. So that's only a chumer medirabban. That's what the Shara Melech says. That the moment of hegdish, there's a mishnah in the end of me'ila about that. A person has coins in his pocket, and then he dropped a coin of hegdish into the pocket, doesn't know which coin is which. So Tosis over there, on that mishnah me'ila, talks about the fact that moment of hegdish, it's not bottle, so that's al pi pashut. It's only a chumer midirabbanan. So again, if 1 gallon of truma fell into 150 gallons of chulin, so not only is it bottle manatar, it's bottle midirabbanan because you have echad meya, you have 100 units of chulin against the 1 unit of truma is bottle, but mamayna loy bottle. Yushalmi says, so that's by tzarach laharim, you have to set aside a gallon. Really, mamayna loy bottle, so I can make out a check. How much does a gallon of Trumadika wine sell for? It's Trumadika wine is not as valuable as Chulandika wine. It can only be eaten by Kohanim who are Tahar. Chulandika wine can be eaten by anybody. You can eat it in a state of Tumah. So because the Trumadika wine is so restricted in who's allowed to eat it, so it's going to sell for less. So a gallon of Trumah wine fell into 150 gallons of Chulin, so everything is bottle echad meya. So I owe an amount of money to the Kohen, whose wine it was. I should be able to give him a check. I should be able to give him some money to pay. So they were afraid that if it'll just remain a din bein Adam l'chaveiro, there are unfortunately people who are very concerned about only bein Adam l'makom. They're very holy people. And bein Adam l'chaveiro, they couldn't kill it. They'll steal from everybody. They'll steal from Jews and non-Jews alike. They'll discriminate. They'll cheat everybody. But bein Adam l'makom, they're afraid of. So if you just say that the chuma is bottled, but you have to make out a check for the koyin, for a bottle of chumadika wine, so we're afraid that they'll be negligent. Some of the rabbanim, they said, and you're not allowed to drink any of the wine until you're meirin. And we treat it as if the haram is a hafrasha struma. And the 1 gallon that you're going to take out from 150 now has the status midirabbanon. You treat it as if it's truma. And if that'll fall into other chulin, you're going to have meyo to be mevatlat. Because they had to make it into a din of Ben Adam Lamakam. If they'll only treat it like Ben Adam Lachaveira, They're afraid that there would be people who would be mezalzel in it. They're just like the reverse, that people only worried about bin Adam Lachaber, they're not worried about bin Adam Lamakim at all. So there are people who are only worried about bin Adam Lamakim, they're not worried about bin Adam Lachaber. So the Mishnah says that Malas Hamaduma Bishabbos Abiyantif. If you have the Truma fell in, the 1 gallon of Truma fell into 150 gallons of Chulin, and it's Batel Echad Emeya, but the din is you're not allowed to eat anything until you set aside 1 gallon, so you're allowed to pour the gallon out, even though you're not allowed to be mafresh truma samaisis on Shabbos. And him and the Rabbanon, once you set aside the 1 gallon, you're treated like truma. So the Gemara says it's permissible to set it aside on Shabbos. Why is it permissible? For the Gemara, come a second mana. It's a misakin, not mana, it's not a clay. Misakin mana by Yechlam, it should be, and he said the Rabbanon. Misakin mana by Yechlam, the same as hafreshes truma samaisis, misakin mana by Rabbanon. It's not a mana, it's a chlim, and it's only a tikkun al pi halacha. It's not, you didn't break it. There's nothing broken over here. The goy can drink the whole thing the way it is. But the Gemara says, let it be misak mana. So the Gemara says, since the din is nesin einim b'tzad zeb eicha b'tzad eicha, we learn out from the pasuk b'nechsho, lachem chumaschem, the truman he tell us, b'machshove, when you mafresh truman, you don't have to pick up, let's say you have 101 gallons of wine all mixed up together. There's no need to pick up 1 gallon and say, this should be truma. You don't have to pick it up. You don't have to say, truma nitelas b'machshava. The pasuk says, v'nechshav lachem chumaschem. The real part, the pshuto shal mikro v'nechshav chumaschem means when, in the end of Parshas Korach, when the Levim get the ma'aser rishon, they have to be mafresh ma'aser mina ma'aser and give it to the Kohanim. V'nechshav lachem chumaschem, this chumas ma'aser that you, the Levim, give to the Kohanim is considered Kadog and Menagor and Mechamleim and Yaka has the exact same din like Truma Gedoyla, that the farmer is Mafresh Truma Gedoyla from the Tevil. So when the Levi is Mafresh Maisa Mena Maisa, that's called Trumas Maisa. Menachshu Lacham Trumaschem, your Trumas Maisa is considered, has the exact same status like Truma Gedoyla. That's Pshut Shal Mikra. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, but Nechshu Lacham Trumaschem, if you think about it, the Truma can be Chal. Truma is Nitalis Memachshav, you don't need a Maisa Hagboha. And you don't need a Kriya Shem, you don't need Dibur, even though Hafrashas Truma belongs to that category of things that should be called Hafloya. The Rambam has 14 Svarim in the Mishnah Torah, that's why we call it Yad HaChazaka. So one of the Svarim is Sefer Hafloa. So Hafloa means Nefesh, how does it say, Ish or Isha Kiafli Linda Neda Nozer Lahazma Hashem. Hafloa means Yifarish Bisvasov, Rashi says, to talk, to pronounce with your lips. So Sefer Hafloa has Hilchashvuas, Hilchas Nidorim and Naziris and Erech and Acharam and Hagdashis, all of those things that are Chalai and Eidibur. So Hafrashas Truma is also Haflor. That's a din of Muflo Samach Leish. A child the year before Bar Mitzvah has the ability to take a Neder and a Shvuah if he knows what he's talking about. And the Raman Paskins, he has the ability to be Mafresh Truma also. Even though you need a Bardas to be Mafresh Truma. It's called Inyoni Haflor. So for Inyoni Haflor, the Muflo Samach Leish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, is considered enough of a Bardas. So even though Hafrashas Truma is really an act of haflo, should have required amira, the pasuk says that's an exception to the rule. It's a yotzim enaklat, truma nitalas memachshove. So the Gemara says, since the dinners are truma nitalas memachshove, so even if you pick it up, it wasn't necessary to pick it up. So the whole hafrashas truma is chal aydei machshove. So there's no chilul Shabbos, there's no malocha aydei machshove. You only call the mechal Shabbos if you do a malocha aydei maise. You violate a malocha Shabbos aydei machshove, there's no isa. Let's say a guy is hooked up, they have something on his head, and when he thinks about turning on the light, so the light goes on. They have things like that.
They have
what?
They already have a lot of things like that.
They have already, yeah. Years ago they only had the pilots for the Air Force. So they're busy doing things with both hands, so they can't push the button that the bomb should go. So they had fixed up, they had on his head. If he looks in that direction, the bomb goes over there. So he doesn't even have to push the button. So what's the din if a person thinks and he's hooked up, and because he thinks, a malacha occurs? So the Gemara says that it's mutter. There's no malacha b'shevi al tasa. Can only violate a malacha b'kumbi asay. That's what we said on the Mishnah, that if the deer gets caught trapped in the house and someone sits to block the entrance, so the guy who sits on the entrance did an act of tzeda. What if another guy sits behind them blocking the entrance, but they didn't need him? Then the first guy goes away and the second guy remains sitting there. So now the second guy is accomplishing the tzedah. So the Mishnah says it's hetter gomer. That's had the gomet to continue sitting there. So we discussed that at that time. There's a machlekes achrenim. The Tosiyantiv has two pshatim in the Mishnah. So Rav Soloveitchik said over one of the pshatim was there's no melecha Shabbos b'shevi altas. At the time that he sat down, the first guy was sitting there already. So at the time that he sat down, the second one sat down, he wasn't doing an act of tzeda. Then when the first one walks away, he's doing tzeda, but he's doing a b'shevi altasa. There's no melecha Shabbos. A heta gomer. The Gemara says, every time it says potter, it's potter avalos. So gimel aman aleph, except for three cases, and one of them is tzotzvi, that is a potter or mutter. Even though it says potter, means potter or mutter. There's no malach Shabbos at all. The shevi al tas. So that's the Gemara somewhere in one of the later prokim that there's no iser or misakim on it because since nosen ene besadz avecha betzad acher, so it's had to gomer. There's no iser of hafrashes truma. So Tosus in Gittin daf lamed aleph es a kasha. So why does it say a machrish and chumas and maisers? Why does it also you can mean machrish chumas and maisers like day machshava? So it should be mutter. And even if you pick it up, the picking up and the saying wasn't necessary at all. The whole kriya shem could have taken place the machshava. So the Tosfos says no. This kula that because you could have done it by machshava. So therefore, even if you pick it up and even if you say that's a malacha b'shevi al tasa, this is only by meduma. It doesn't work by real tevel. Why not? What's the mokum lechalik between real tevel and meduma? Why is only that's how the Mishnah says af malan sa meduma bechad emeya? Only by meduma it works because he could have done it in machshon. So the pashta says that perhaps maybe Tosa means to assume like the Rambam also that there are two prohibitions involved over here in hafrosha strumas and maisis. One is mekach umemkar and one is mesakin. So mesakin is a malacha. So there's no malacha b'shevi al tasa. But Mekach HaMemke is a Gzera de Rabbanah. So Mekach HaMemke Gzera is that Klal doesn't apply. The Klal does not Malach HaShabbos B'Shevi Al Tasa. Lo Sasa Kol Malach. We had the Gemara yesterday on Kuf Chofen. Lo Sasa Kol Malach. Asir Hu Diyosa Gram Mashori. So just like Bidarshan, Lo Sasa Asir Hu Diyosa Gram Mashori. So Machshav is also not called Asir. There's Machshav Dibur Maisa. Three different things. So if a person accomplishes a malacha idei machshava, that's not a violation of asir. That's just like a grammar's mutter menater. But grammar, we pass like the mark chayzosim of the rabbana. And by machshava, there isn't even an isa de rabbana. So perhaps that's what Tosis means. By real tevel gomur, true, since you could have been mafrish by machshava, so when you pick it up, and when you say something, it's meaningless. The old afrosh is chal by machshava. So true, so the so there's no violation of the malacha of mesak and mana because it's all shevi al tasa because all the machshava, but there's still the violation of the mekach memkar because when you have tevel, when you have real tevel and you kore shem truma, now belongs to the kohanim. So that's a gzeira shem yichtav. That's not ksiva midirabbanon. That's not even a malacha midirabbanon. Certainly not a malacha deraisa. It's not even a malacha midirabbanon. It's a gzeira shem yichtav. So malach is not governed with these rules that asiru diaser and machshav is shari. So that's why. Again, nachamol. So that's why when you have tevel gomur, you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisers because of the second issue. Because of the Mekach HaMemker issue. But if you only have Meduma, when he's mafrish this amount, that doesn't belong to the Kohanim right away. When you have Tevel and you carry Shem Truma, the Truma becomes Mamon Shevet Kohanim. The Maaser Rishon becomes Mamon Shevet Leviyah. The Maaser Ani belongs to the Anim now, no longer belongs to the farmer. So when he's mafrish, even machshava, when he's mafrish to Magdala, that's mamsh an act of mekach memkas. The mekach memkas also even not shevi al tasa. That's gzeira. But by meduma, you don't have that problem. Meduma is just a din. I owe him so much money. If and when I'll give it to him, so then it'll belong to him. When I'm mafrish, when I take out one bit and I mafrish it, nothing is chal at that time. So maybe that's what Tosis means. To distinguish between tevel gomer and meduma. The Mishnah says in the beginning, in the first perek in Beitza, let's say on Yontif you're allowed to make cake and cookies and challahs. So let's say the person made fresh challahs for Yontif, we paskin whatever Malachi could have done before you, whatever Achanavish could have done before Yantav, you're not allowed to do it on Yantav. But if it's going to taste better, if you're going to do it on Yantav, then you're permitted to do it on Yantav. So to bake fresh challahs on Yantav tastes better than the stale challahs that you're going to buy from before Yantav. So there are people who like to bake fresh challahs on Yantav. So then the Gemara says, if you kneaded the dough on Yantav and it became a chuyim challah on Yantav, then it's mutter to be mafresh the challah. Mutter to be mafresh the challah. Trumas and maizes you never have that it becomes tevel on Yantav. But challah you can have. Let's say shechting a behema. So there's a din when you shecht the behema. In the days of the Gemara, they used to shecht behemas on Yantav. They didn't have refrigeration. So they couldn't shecht it before Yantav and eat it on Yantav. There's a concern. Chashina lemichma bisra. The meat will become a little bit spoiled. It won't taste as fresh. As manazel, we have refrigeration, so it's going to taste just the same. So the pashta says, manazel, it would be osed to shecht on Yantav because he could have done it on Erev Yantav. So the Gemara says there, if you shecht an animal on Yantav and you became mechuyev to give zrolach hayayin v'hakeva on Yantav, then you're permitted to give it on Yantav. Usually, to give matanis on Yantav, to give zrolach hayayin v'hakeva is also an iser, a mekach memki not allowed to. But the Gemara says, if you shechted it on Yantav and the chiyev to give was chal on Yantav, then you're allowed to give on Yantav. Just like if you needed the dough on Yantav and the chiyev to be mafish chala was chal on Yantav, then you're allowed to. That was the shada by Pidyon HaBen. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rivosh that you're not allowed, that's in Shin Lamites, that you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Yantav. That's a Pella, why not? It's a Chiddush in the Rivosh. Pashtus says the Chiv was chal on Yantav. The Chiv, the Yom Lamed Aleph, was on Shabbos or on Yantav. So the Chiv was chal on Yantav. There was no Chiv before. So you should be allowed to give it on Yantav. So that's a Chumrah. That's the Chumrah from the Rivosh. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, there is a minority opinion in the Rishonim that Pidyon HaBen, you don't have to wait till Yom Lamed Aleph, you just have to wait till Chavtas Yom Yud Beis Shoes and Tash Tzag Chalokim. So sometimes that will be over that. That's the difference between one moilad and the other. That's the average difference. That's not always the same difference. That's the average difference between one moilad halvan and the other is Chavtas Yom Yud Beis Shoes and Tash Tzag Chalokim. So there is a minority opinion that you can do Pidyon HaBen on the Yom Lamed if it's already after Chavtas Yom Yud Beis Shoes and so on. So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't do that. Even though you have reached that point on Friday, we don't follow that opinion. We are choshes for that opinion, Lahachmer. Let's say it's Yom Lamed Aleph. The baby was born, let's say, in the summertime, late in the afternoon. The Shkia is 8:30 in the summertime. The baby was born at 8:25. And then you want to do the Pidyon HaBen early in the morning on Yom Lamed Aleph. So a lot of times you haven't yet reached Chavtas Yom Yud Beis Shoes Tash Tzag Chalokim. So many hold that you should be choshish for that sheet of lechumra. You should be machmet to wait till Yom Lam Anala plus Chavtas Yom Yud Beis Shoes. I remember once there was a Pidyon HaBen on Chalamay Pesach, which I participated in, and they asked me to speak before the Pidyon HaBen. Everybody washed and everybody was sitting nibbling matzah, and they asked me to speak. And then I held the drush. I was about to sit down. So the father said, I should speak another 10 minutes because it wasn't yet his man. They had to wait Chavtas Yom Yud Beis Shoes Tash Tzag Chalokim. He was machma for that. That's they recommend to wait like that. We have a minute to do Pidyon HaBen only by Yom. Ashkenazim have such a minute. Chababadi writes, they never had such a minute. They always did Pidyon HaBen Leil Lamed Aleph. And Tziv writes that Bismana, if Tziv thinks that Bismana Gemara, they always did like that. They always did the Pidyon HaBen Leil Lamed Aleph, they didn't wait till the morning. We have the meaning, we wait till the morning, to the daytime of Yom Lamed Aleph. Why? So this is one of the, give six different reasons why. So one of the reasons why is because you want to wait till Chavtas Yom Yud Beis Shoes Tash Tzag Chalokim. So if you wait till the daytime of Yom Lamed Aleph, you stand more of a chance. Sometimes even the daytime, it's still not. You have to wait into the day a little more. That's one of the six reasons that they give why the meaning is to do the Pidyon HaBen by Yom. Anyway, so we don't do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos and Yontav, and that's a problem. Why? You don't have to do Pidyon HaBen by giving cash. You can give Pidyon HaBen something that's not muktzah, and still you don't. If it's muktzah, of course you don't give. You don't give money. But why shouldn't you do Pidyon HaBen? Egel's at a Pidyon HaBen, Talas at a Pidyon HaBen. You can give a Talas, you can give a Bechef a Pidyon HaBen. So why don't you give Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? The Chiv was Chal on Shabbos. So that's the Chumas HaRivosh that we don't do it. This is all the big Zer of Mekach HaMemka. And the Garshin, yeah. I mentioned, I think, last time that One of the Tshuva Svarim writes that by mistake they did a Pinyan Aden on Shabbos, and the Rav in the city passed, and they have to do it over again the next day with a bracha. They weren't Yotze the first day. So in the Tshuva's Beis Haharan from Rabbi Wolkin, he writes that that's a psak b'tois. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you went ahead, you did, you said before, but kulam, the end of Sif David and Simon Shin Lamed El Kulam. In Nasu, Shogigam Mazid Namut, and Masha also asked if you did Pinyan Aden on Shabbos, but you have it at Ischal. That was mamish a mistake that the Moreh HaRuah Paskin, he didn't know. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. But even if you did the Pinyan Aben on Shabbos, he until it would be Chal. Just like Hatchila Bichal. Yeah. Yeah, the whole Gemara had a discussion at the beginning of Ksubis. Those along Ksubis, the Gemara has a big discussion there with big Taisus and about Malach HaShabbos. Malach HaShem Tzvichu Leguf and Dov HaShem Miskaben and Psikresha. How does it come in Ksubis? What does it have to do with Ksubis? Because the Gemara has a discussion, if a man marries a psula, is he permitted to do Bir Rishayna on Shabbos? Because normally Bir Rishayna will cause Dam to come out, and Dam is a malacha, a whole discussion, which malacha, when malacha, why malacha? The Taisus is there, Taisus on Shabbos, Taisus on all the Masichtas. There's a malacha of Chabura, Haitzuas Adam. Is it Tzvicha Leguf? Is it En Tzvicha Leguf? What's the din? Is it Dov Shein Miskaven? Is it a Psikresha? That's how it comes in. So the whole discussion only is, HaKainis says HaPsula. Is he allowed to do Bir Rishayna? Akana says, Almana, she was previously married and her husband died. So she's not a psula, so there isn't going to be any dam soon. So what is there to discuss? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no. Akana says, Almana, for sure you're not allowed to do the Bir Rishayna on Shabbos. Why not allowed to? Because Taisus and Yuma, that's Sifei. Because Taisus and Yuma quotes the Rishalmi that Chupa is only Kaina, Chupa makes Nisuin. So Chupa is only Kaina by psula. By an Almana, by a woman who is not getting married for the first time. So then the thing that makes the Nisuin has to be the Bia. And the Chuppah with the Yichud, nothing helps. You got to have Dafke the Bia. So the Bia is the Nisuin. So the Nisuin is a Mekach Memka, just like a Mekachim, so to a Nisuin, you're not allowed to do Nisuin. So that's the Mechaba quotes. Hakoina says, Almana lo yobo alaya Bir Rishayna. There isn't going to be any Dam Sulim. She was married for 25 years already. She's 65 years old. What's the problem? No, the problem is, because the Bir Rishayna is the Nisuin. So you're not allowed to do the Nisuin, not on Shabbos and not on Yontif. That's what we discussed last time. Why? Why is the Chuppah not Kaina? Is that really what it says in the Rishalmi? That's what Rav Chaim Volozhin thinks that it Rishalmi never meant that. But that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes the simple reading of the Rishalmi. Rav Chaim Volozhin attacked those who said in Esvarim, one of his contemporaries wrote, because the minig is when a young girl gets married the first time, so she wants to invoke the blessing of Vayotze osachutz kol yezarecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, walk outside and look at the stars, you're going to have so many children. So the meaning is that a girl is getting married young, wants to have children, so they get married. Tachas kipas harikia. And Alman is already 65 years old. She's not interested in having any more babies. So then she gets married inside the house. So some claim this was the meaning in the days of the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi means to say that if you make a chuppah b'toch habayis, if you make a chuppah b'tar chabayis, since there are walls around and around, so the chuppah is not considered a separate room. But if a young girl is getting married, the chuppah is outside, so the chuppah outside, that constitutes a cheder miyuchad. Because the chuppah has the configuration of a tzuras ha-pesach, so that's called hachnasa l'rishusa. Hakana says, almana, the chuppah is done inside the house. Inside the house, the chuppah is not kana. So Rav Chaim Volozhin thought maybe historically, is that true, historically, that's what they did in the days of the Yerushalmi, that the Almana got married inside and the Psula got married outside, or was that a later minute that didn't exist in the days of the Yerushalmi? So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, even if that's what happened in the days of the Yerushalmi, he doesn't see why it should make a difference. Why should he say, because the chuppah is inside the house, that is not kana. So that's what we discussed. Maybe if the walls are around and around, so then the chuppah is not mcholik v'shus b'fnei atzmo, because it's swallowed up by the bigger walls. Chuppah is outside, then it's kind of, okay, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't have Bir Rishayna by an Almana on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Bir Rishayna constitutes a Nisun. You're not allowed to do a Nisun. Then it says you're not allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. I know the boat is going to go to the other side. The din of Ein Shatan is only on the one who's rowing the boat. What about the one who sits on the boat? The ferry goes anyway. They don't charge any money. The municipality pays for it that every hour on the hour they take the ferry across the river. And the rive of the people are going to go on the ferry are goyim, and the one who's running the ferry is also goyim. Is there an iser? He's not doing it for me. It's not. He's not allowed to row a boat, but I'm not rowing the boat. The guy is rowing it on behalf of the Reuva, the people, the Reuva Jewish. So that's a discussion here in the Mishnah Brura. The Pashto says that it's aser, even though I didn't ask him to do it. Since I'm sitting on the boat in order to get to the other side, so the Pashto says that that's my violation of Ein Shatin. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. We had the Gemara in Shabbos, no? There was a Tzur from the Rabbanon, there was a yeshiva guy who lived on one side of the river, and his farm was on the other side of the river. So he wanted to go across the river to see. That was on Kuf Lamed Tes on the base. He wanted to go to the other side of the river to see how things are doing in his farm. So to say, I'm going to go to the other side to see how things are doing on the farm, that's not right. Now, so is chafatzecho. You're not about to do forbid. He's going to make believe that he's taking a stroll on the other side. But you're not about to go on the boat. You're not about to go on the ferry. So the Gemara says he was a Talmid Chacham. He went on the ferry 45 minutes before it was about to take off, and he made believe that he's going to sleep. So he made believe that he went to sleep on the ferry. Then the ferry loaded up, a lot of people came, and then the guy took the ferry to the other side of the river. Then all of a sudden, next believe, he wakes up, oh, he's on the other side, he gets off. So he did a harama. He clearly violated the din de Rabbanon of Ein Shatin. The violation of Ein Shatin is not only on the one who's rowing the boat, the one who goes on the boat in order to be rowed to the other side. The Pashto says that's a violation of Ein Shatin. But he made it look like an accident. He made it look like an accident. So they complained to his Rebbe, I tzur Rabbanon, he's a shegetz, he's Machal Shabbos. So he says, Harama Kamrit, he made it look like an accident. Harama b'derabbanon hiv, tzur b'derabbanon le'yosel le'mebed l'chatchil. Tzur b'derabbanon, Talmid Chacham is permitted to do a harama on a din derabbanon. If it would have been harama on a din derabbanon, he would not be allowed to. To do a harama on a din derabbanon is mutter. So that's what some of the poskim derive in this Gemara, that mechiras chametz is a harama, it's a legal fiction. So if you have a real chametz bien, you have bread and cake and cookies, it shouldn't rely on mechiras chametz. But if we only rely on mechiras chametz, the harama, for taruvis chametz, because the rabbi, we rely on the rabbi in the tam sheet, the rabbi in the tam holds that taruvis chametz, but the roiv is not chametz, the roiv is some other ingredient, and the chametz is just less than 50%. Taruvis chametz only bal yiroi mid the rabbanon. That's the rabbi in the tam sheet. The bal yiroi is only the rabbanon on taruvis chametz. So they rely on the rabbi in the tam to declare that it's harama mid the rabbanon. So the pashtus in the gemara doesn't mean that. Pashtus is Mechiras chametz is a harama. It's a legitimate harama. It's fine. This was not a legal fiction. The guy was mamish violating the yisur. He goes on a ferry knowing that the guy, and why he wants that to happen. He makes believe that he's taking a nap. Then when the ferry arrives on the other side of the river, he makes believe that he wakes up. So it's a fake. It's not really true. So really, he violated an yisur. But for Talmid Chachamim, the whole issue shouldn't apply. They know you're not allowed to do a malo. You know you're not allowed to do a chavish shel shayotim. So for them, it should really be mutter to row a boat also, if there's no issue of tchumen and there's no issue of haitzor. But we don't allow it because then every time Dick and Harry say I'm a Talmid Chacham, I also know the dinim. The whole gzera doesn't apply to me. But if the Talmid Chacham makes it look like an accident, so then they didn't have to make a loy plug up on it. But there is mamish violating the issa. So to violate an issa deraisa, to make it look like an accident, that's an issa deraisa. The Torah says you're not allowed to do it. To violate an issa derabbanon, to make it look like an accident, also is not allowed. But if you're a tzur from a rabbanon, so they really shouldn't have made the gzera for you in the first place. But they had to make a loy plug. Otherwise everyone will say, I know what's us, I know what's muta, I don't have to observe the gzera either. So no one will observe the gzera. So if the guy is a tour from the Rabbanon and make it look like an accident, then we allow him to outright violate the Yisr de Rabbanon. The Ki HaGav Naloi goes. That's what it means. But it doesn't go, because it's not a legal fiction even. It's illegal. His mom, she's violating it. But if you have taka legal fiction like Mechiras Chametz, that should not pose a problem. That we spoke about last time. That we spoke about. When do you permit Haram and when not? The Pashto says you only permit Haramis to avoid violation of an Aveira, but you don't permit a harama to patter a person from doing a mitzvah saseh. That's what we said. In the normal course of events, let's say a person buys silverware, pots and pans, and glasses, the drinking glass and so on. So he has a mitzvah to do tefillas kevim. So the guy's lazy, he doesn't want to take everything to the mikveh. The guy has a hotel, and he doesn't want to schlep everything to the mikveh. So he makes a shutfus for the guy. He's not interested in making a shutfus for the guy. It's a family business. He owns the business with his relative. He doesn't want to have any non-Jewish shutvim. But the silverware he sells to the goy. So that's a harama. It's a legal fiction. It's legal. It belongs to the goy, but it's a legal fiction. So the pashtus is to do a harama, to pati yourself from a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah derais, a mitzvah rabbana. That's not right. The mechiras chametz, that's a legal fiction. That's a harama, not to pati yourself in the mitzvah. He's going to burn chametz on Erev Pesach. He's going to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisa. It's not a bigger and a fatter mitzvah to burn a ton of chametz. If you burn a little bit, you burn it because I sell chametz, you fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisum. He doesn't enhance the mitzvah by burning more chametz. So 99% of the chametz he sells to the goy, so you won't have to burn it. The selling of the chametz is in order not to violate by your rabbi matzah. It's not in order to pater himself in the mitzvah. The mitzvah he is fulfilling. 1% of the chametz he leaves behind and he burns it. The 99% he sells to the goy in order to avoid violation of the Yisr about your rabbi matzah. So that's how Pipashlis, Pesis, and Chorus makes that distinction. That to do Bizman HaMikdash, if a farmer will make a shutfus with the goy in order to be pater from Chor Behemah Torah, so the Gemara says that's not right. That's harama to pater yourself from a mitzvah. But Bizman HaZeh, you can't bring the Bechor on the Mizbech anyway. There is no Beis HaMikdash. You can't be makar of it. So today, the whole purpose of doing the harama, making a shutfus with the goy, in order to avoid violation of Me'ila Behegdash, because the animal, the Vlad, is going to be born, it's going to be maybe a Zohar, it'll be born. And then it may take forever till it gets a mom. You can't shecht it till it gets a mom. And then calls Manada, you don't shecht it, you're not allowed to get Hanoah from it. So the guy's probably going to violate the Yissa. The Tosis makes that distinction. As Manada, we recommend to do Harama, to make a Shutvus for the Goy, because we're afraid that someone's going to violate the Yissa. And Mizman HaMikdash, we wouldn't permit it. It would be a prohibition. It's not right to do Harama because you're pattering yourself from fulfilling a mitzvah. That's what.
The Grubba Ashur is a matzah that there's more to feed, so it'd be like 5 physics and matzah. So we say the same thing here by Balyarab that you.
I don't know by matzah. I don't even know by matzah. Is there a bid? Do you enhance the mitzvah by having more matzah? I mean, the Vilna Goin claims that even on the last days of Pesach also, not only by the Seder, it's also always a mitzvah kiyumis, whenever you eat matzah. Yeah, but by burning more chametz, I don't think so. Even if you say by mitzvah, you enhance the mitzvah by eating a little more matzah, but by tashbisu, I don't think so. He destroys the last bit of chametz that he has. So that's it, whether he has a ton or he has a small amount. Whatever it is, it's the same mitzvah.
He got rid of it by hook and back hook, he sold it to a guy.
So he did get rid of it. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu by selling to a guy. But then he's going to burn a little chametz. So then he will be in fulfillment of tashbisu. Let's say a person doesn't have so much food in the house. A poor person. We live in wealth, so we have freezers full of food. So it comes Pesach, we have big problems. We have tons of chametz. Let's say a person lives in poverty. It comes our Pesach, he hardly has anything. He eats up the last bit of chametz, has nothing to burn. So he's mevatel the mitzvah of tashbisa? Not mevatel. If you have chametz left on our Pesach, there's a mitzvah of tashbisa. You don't have chametz, you don't have to. Minchas Chinuch raises the possibility. Maybe you should go buy chametz on our Pesach in order to have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisa. The Pashto says you're not mechuyev to. Not mechuyev to. Where a guy's mechuyev, let's say a bum sleeps in the park. He has a mitzvah to live in a house, mitzvah to buy a home. We assume that the mitzvah of mezuzah is only min haTorah if the house belongs to you. If you rent a house, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's only min haRabban. So everyone has a mitzvah to buy a house in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah min haTorah. It's a midas chasidus, okay? We go out of our way, we buy an arba kafis in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. But mikra adin, you're not mechuyev. That's a midas chasidus to do like that. Not mechuyev to buy chometz in order to have what to burn. Pashto says you're not. The Pashto is not even a midas chasidus. Pashto says that's part of the definition of the mitzvah. If you have chametz left over, so you should dispose of it on Erev Pesach. Okay, that's Shin Lamites, good, halachas. But Shin Mem, you're not allowed to shave off your hair, you're not allowed to rip off fingernails, you're not allowed to, if you have, sometimes you have dried off skin on the lips, so you're not allowed to remove that, bein biyad, bein bikli, bein liatzma, bein lachem, this is gozes. Halach al gozes. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, so Leil Bash Geber, if he takes that, Shtei Cyrus is the Malacha Derais, and Cyrachas, if it's Levana Betor Chashchayrim, then you're accomplishing something. Afilu, the Cyrachas, it's a Malacha, but you're not allowed to do it Afilu Bechol because of Leil Bash Geber Simlos Ishi. We learned that Gemara, yeah. What about combing your hair? That was a big machloikis in the days of Rabbi Yosef Kara, that was a machloikis. The Mishnah says in Nazir that a Nazir Chofif and Mephaswa is Avalo Sari. Nazir is allowed to touch up his hair a little bit, but he's not allowed to use a comb, because the Gemara says a comb will be a psikreshe. When you comb your hair, it's a psikreshe that at least one hair is going to be ripped out, and the Nazir is not allowed to even rip out one hair. So the Rabbi Yosef Karfeld, his name is Mr. on Shabbos, not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos, because it's a psikreshe that, and it's a psikreshe benichale, because the hair that doesn't belong is going to be sticking out, it won't be neat. So he wants that hair to get ripped out. So we have accepted the psak of Rabbi Yosef Kar, just like the Mishnah says it's a psikreshe by Anoz, and we assume it's a psikreshe by Hilchos Shabbos as well. And there were those, I forgot, that's Sfardishik Dolim. Those who disagreed with Rabbi Yosef Kar, contemporaries of his, they held note that it's not any one stroke of the comb. When you comb your hair, let's say you do 10 strokes. So the it's a composite. After doing all the 10 strokes, the stomach, it's a psikreshe, one hair will get pulled out. But each stroke, bifnei atzmai, is not a psikreshe that it's vada going to rip out of here. So this other Talmud Chacham held that that's not also on Shabbos. On Nazir, it's also because in addition to the lois essay of tar layav al roshay, there's an essay in addition that gavel peres al roshay. So since it's a psikreshe, at the end of the day, he will have ripped out one hair. So he was in violation of Gadol Peres HaRosh. But on Shabbos, they tiny, there is no such essay. You should be careful not to have any of your hair missing. There's an essay not to do a malacha, but the malacha depends each pula, each stroke that you comb your hair. It's not a psikresha, every single stroke. If you're going to stroke your hair 100 times, you're going to rip out 100 hairs. It's not true. After combing your hair, one hair will be ripped out. So tziruf of many pulas, constituting a psikreshe, says those who disagreed with the Mechaber held that's only by Nazir because of the essay. It doesn't apply to Shabbos. And we have accepted the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that's a psikreshe even on Shabbos. Yeah, the Mishnah in the end of Erevin says you're not allowed to be choytech yabela. Some people have warts on their arm, on their face, whatever. So you're not allowed to cut off a yabela. If you cut off someone's figure, that's not gozes. We discussed the Shita Mukubetzis in the first parak in Ksubis on the Sugi of Shabbos. They discussed what exactly is the malacha of performing a bris milah on Shabbos. So some Rishonim said that it's gozes. Shita Mukubetzis quoted an opinion that it's gozes. The Dvar Avraham says gozes. Gozes if you have fingernails, if you have hair, if you have a wart, something that's stuck onto the body, but not if you cut off a finger. Why should it be gozes? So that's what he suggested. Maybe the Shita Mukubetzis holds. If you perform circumcision on a non-Jewish baby, that won't be gozes, because a non-Jewish baby or horla is not omid lehinato. It's not treated like a fingernail. But by Jewish baby, since it's a mitzvah to remove it, so maybe only by Jews it's considered like something that doesn't belong there, that should be removed. That was a chiddush, that there's a malacha of gozes. We usually assume the malacha is chavola. That there's going to be bleeding. There's going to be bleeding. I was the tzricha legufa, so we assume that the three parts to the mitzvah mila, there's mila priya. Mila means you remove the outer, the thick skin, and priya means you remove the lower thin membrane, and hatofas adam. There are those who disagree. They say hatofas adam is only when a bris mila was done with psul. They did a bris balayla, they did a bris toch shmaina, or a goy did the bris mila. A guy did the circumcision, so then you have to do a haftofas dam b'risok. A baby is noilad mahu. Baby doesn't have any orha orla. So then the Gemara says, do a haftofas dam b'risok. So many hold haftofas dam b'risok only to substitute for a bris when you can't do it. But when you're doing a bris, what do you need Atavas Dam bris for? So the Zohar says not so. The Mishkan Sanhedrin quotes the Zohar says that every bris milah consists of three parts: in milah, or priya, and Atavas Adam. The Gemara talks about mitzitza. Mitzitza is a different thing. That's only for health purposes, that you shouldn't develop infection. But atafas adam, a little bit of dam, that's part of the mitzvah of milah. So since you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah, so Tais said that's called a malach atzvicha legufa. Yeah. And others said that the malach performing a bris milah on Shabbos is because of makab apatish. That's misakin. Misakin. The baby is also lechol korban pesach. When you do the bris milah, that is muta or kolar lechol boy. Once you do this milah, he's muta lechol korban pesach. Even as manazet, there's no korban pesach, but we assume the bris milah is considered misakin mona. So those are the three popular opinions. What's the malacha? You're only allowed to do a bris milah bisman. Milah shleib bisman is not decha shabbos. Sofik milah shleib bisman is also not decha shabbos. Not decha yantav either. Not decha yantav either. So what's the malacha involved? Some say the malacha is goze, some say we usually assume that malacha is chavola, the dam, and some say the malacha is makabah patash. Yeah. Then the Shulchan Aruch has in Shimem Siv Gimel, ha-moichik. Moichik is either moichik ha-manas lichtav, either moichik is dio, or shayva shagabi ha-pinkos. The Rishonim quote that from the Tosefta. If you have a piece of parchment and you can't write because there's wax melted on it, so you take a knife and you scrape off all the wax. You're not destroying any letters, just making it possible to write here. So that's the definition of moichik. Moichik means hachana leksiva. And what's that? What if a person takes a pen from the drawer and a piece of paper from the other drawer, puts it down on a table, and he invites someone else, please write a letter? So that's called hachana leksiva. Probably not. Hachana leksiva means it was impossible to write without this. There was something else written, so I had to erase it. And there was wax preventing, so I had to scrape it off. Just taking the pen from one drawer, putting the paper on the table, and it's on the desk, that's not called achana leksiva. But that was a suggestion when you snap a photograph. So with the one who develops the, what do you call it, the negative, the one who develops it and makes a photograph, he's in violation of kosei. Because the Rambam understood that when you make a picture, it was also kosei. Rashi learned that some achlekes hatanoim. And it should come out la'alacha that it's not kosei. Achlekes hadiyasin lechachamim. We learned about Kosev and Daf Kuv Gimel, Kuv Dalet, wherever it was there. And the Rambam learned, they all agree that making a picture is Kosev. The only machlekes was, which is the Av, which is the Tolda, are they two Avs, is it one Av? Details. But they all agree that making a picture is Kosev. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they adapted the Rambam's position. So to develop a negative, to make a picture, that's Kosev. What about to take the snapshot? So what malacha did you do? Well, it's Kosev, you can't see anything. Stav. It's not visible. So some say that that's mochik. He did something that's absolutely crucial. If he didn't snap the picture now, so the fellow later on won't be able to develop any negative. So maybe the one who takes the photograph is in violation of mochik. Yeah. Then the Ramo has the chumra from the Mordechai. You're not allowed to also l'shabe ugo shekosav aleha kiminoisias. We discussed it. Well, we think when we learned the Gemara, we discussed it. Yeah, achumer. So those that disagree, big machlokes. Okay, then the din is if you write, let's say there's someone spilled a little wine on the table. Someone spilled some orange juice on the table. So the guy's going to write something in the middle of the ink, in the middle of the orange juice, in the middle of the wine. He's going to write a few letters. It's going to disappear. It's not going to last too long. Then shall kayama. So still, Eino Shel Kayam is awesome in the Rabbana. Or let's say there's a lot of dust on the windows, and a guy writes some message on the window in the dust, and it can last there till he washes the windows. So that's called Ksavshe Eino Shel Kayam, but it is going to last a little bit, so that to write in the dust, that's Ksivim in the Rabbana. But to write like this, some people write just in the air, so the Rambam says that's permissible. Muta Lirshem Ba'avir Kimin Oisiyas, Trumas Adesh. That's Muta, that's not even Ksavshe Eino Shel Kayam. Arai darai by writing would also be muta. Yeah, that's mean. Writing in the air is not even arai darai. It's mamish nothing.
Right,
yeah.
What's an example of something that would be like
arai darai? So the Shulchan Aruch has sif hey, that let's say a person finds an interesting chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah. So if it would have been the weekday, he would have underlined it with a pen that he won't forget it. but the Shabbos is not allowed on the line, so he doesn't want to forget where the Chiddush is, so he takes with his nail and he makes an indentation in the page. So if he folds over the page, that's not a problem. Okay, maybe he makes sloppy swerve, but if they used to make it, the paper used to be thicker years ago, so the guy's going to make an indentation with his fingernail, and that corresponding to that line in the Dir Halacha where he wants to remember, so after Shabbos he'll write it, he'll underline it. So the Shulchan Aruch says you are permitted to do that. Mutalush and Bitzibar, and that's considered Aroida, ain't that Dabah HaMeskayim at all. That's called Aroida Aroi. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, just to mark, but to make a letter, to make an Aleph or something, he thinks that that's not right. It has to be Aroida Aroi, plus it should just be a simen, a symbol.
What's the Havanah that you can't draw in a layer?
See that? I'm sure someone must have asked it. So he quotes the Chumash Zadesh and says that it's mutter. The whole Shulchan Aruch has, the whole religion as we know it has been set up by the Chumash Zadesh. Chumash Zadesh and the Maharik, they set up everything. They decided which Tosfos we follow, which Rambam we follow. The whole Orthodox religion as we know it was set up by them. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara that if a guy, let's say, there's a thread that's a little loose, that's holding together the shirt, holding together the jacket, and then he's going to make it tighter by pulling it here, so they won't have any bubbles in the begad. So he says you're not allowed to do that. The Gemara says that that's tofer. Not only is it a violation of tofer if you put in a needle with the thread, even if the thread is already there, but it got loose and now you tighten it. That's the chut shel tfira. Also the matcha mishum tofer, that's the Vav, that's a Gemara. Yeah, what if you have a pillow? So the pillow you fill in, what do you fill inside the pillow?
Feathers.
So you're not allowed to put, I bought feathers before Shabbos and I have a pillow case and I'm going to put in all the feathers on Shabbos. So that's called Misakan Mana. They assume that's a Misakan Mana there. I say you're not allowed to do that. But let's say I had a pillow and the feathers fell out and I just want to put them back in. So it was already a pillow. So that's not so difficult to do. So that's mutala hachazir. That's sifches. To put the feathers back in, to put the soft stuff back in, that's not a violation. But to do it mitchilo, that's the issa. Same thing putting in shoelaces. By us, the shoelaces are manufactured in such a way you have holes in the shoes, everything is mesukin. So that, by us, to put in a shoelace is probably mutter. Al-Kipashtas is mutter. The days of the Gemara, the days of the Shulchan Aruch, it wasn't so set up like by us. So to put in the shoelace mitchilas, in a certain sense, got to be mesakim mana. By us, it's probably not mesakim mana. Yeah, and the Kabbats Melech bin Misr refers to Melech. That was a machlokes Abai v'Rava, whether there's ma'amer shelo bigedulei karka or not. So the Shulchan Aruch says even if there's no ma'amer shelo bigedulei karka, but the Rabbanan it's us. That's what Tosfos said. Even if you hold there's no ain disha elo bigedulei karka, so you're not in violation of disha when you squeeze out the tchelos from the chalazon. But the one, because not gedulei karka, the chalazon is a fish, not gedulei karka. But there's room to say that it's awesome in the Rabbanon. That was a Tosfos on Ein Gimel Amud Beis, on the bottom of the daf. That even if you ordain disha to be gedulei karka min atar, but in the Rabbanon it's awesome. So it says here that ma'amer shall be gedulei karka, that's the Rabbanon. What is ma'amer? The fellow made bundles, and then he, on the farm, and then he gathers together all the bundles. There's an Arab, so it's tough. There's no way. So he's not carrying any Mishus HaRamen. Let's say his stuff is Roy Achila, so it's not Mokhtzit. So he gathered this together, Mimakim Gidula, the place where it grew from the ground. Let's say the apples fell down from the tree. They didn't grow on the ground, they grew on the tree, but they fall down. And then he's picking up the apples and putting them in a basket and bringing the whole basket inside the house. And it's all Toch HaTchum, and it's all Toch HaErev, and there's no issue of Hoytzo. So that's Ma'amer, because he's gathering it. If you have a bag of apples in the house and it fell on the kitchen floor and you gather them together, that's not Malkam Gidula, that's Hatagoma. That's Mishnah's later that you're allowed to gather apples together. So Tosfos says it's only awesome in Malkam Gidula. But if you pick up the apples the first time from the place where they fell down from the tree, that's Ma'am in Malkam Gidula. So the Rambam says, based on a Tosefta, that's what the Magen Mishnah says, based on a Tosefta, One can violate ma'amar even by not gathering together the things Malkum Gedula. Let's say you have figs, and Mizmana Gemara, they used to put a string through the figs in order to hold them all together. They would fetch them together. Igule Dvela, or something like that. Te'inim. So that's also ma'amer. Let's say you have they made a cake, and the crumbs fell on the plate. The crumbs fell on the table. So the guy takes all the crumbs and he pushes them all together. And now they stick together. They make one big unit by sticking together. Let's say you got a challah, you have crumbs. So if you got it together, the crumbs, they don't stick together. You just have 50 crumbs in your hand, and you throw it in your mouth at one time. You take a spoon, you gather the crumbs, so they don't join together. But if you have soft, even if it's baked already, you have soft dough, and then when you gather it together, you push it together, you squeeze it together, it's going to hold together. So the Rama has, based on the Tosefta, that's a malacha deraisa ma'ame, even though it's not mimakom gidula. The cake didn't grow over here. The cake grew on the farm. But that's also a violation of ma'ame. Let's see if you're Aleph also.
Why can it be ma'amer if it's not b'makom gidula?
That's the definition, apparently. It's only b'makom gidula. But if it's this kind of ma'amer that you squeeze it all together, kvetch it together to make it into one, so that can be violated even shalom b'makom gidula. That's if you're Aleph also such a din. That's the source of that. Also another Rambam, also from Tosefta. These are all Rambams based on Tosefta. That if you have shumshamin and agoizin with honey, and the honey causes everything to hold together, and you squeeze it together, you make it into one big thing, so that you're not allowed to kvetch it together on Shabbos, lo yechaptim biyod, to make them into one unit, that's a violation of ma'amir, even though it's not mokum gidula. Let's say you have a kli cheres, which you're throwing out in the garbage anyway. And I want to use part of it to put some pits on, but the kli cheres is too big, so I want to—it's broken anyway. So I want to crack off a section of the kli cheres to use it as a plate. So I'll put my when I finish eating the chicken, I'll put the bones on it. When I finish eating the apples, I'll put the seeds of the apple on it. So that's called misakan mani. That's if you gimel in shin mem. In shoyim acheres, in korim haniyom neshuukim misakan kli. I'm ripping a paper to the size that I want. And sometimes it'll be mechatech b'midah. That'll be another malacha, mechatech. But if it's not b'midah, but it's still mesakin mon, I'm making a kli out of it. So that's mesakin mon.
What about Korea?
Korea. One can violate Korea also. Yeah. Korea on the paper. We assume that there's Korea and Teufer on paper also. Not only is there Korea and Teufer on cloth, there's Korea and Teufer on paper as well. So the Mishnah Berurah has all discussion. Korea is only Amanos Litva. When will it be there? I see here. What if you open up an envelope and you want to read the letter that's inside the envelope? Is that called Korea? Is that called Malach HaTzvicha LeGufa? Is that called Korea Amanos to accomplish something? So it's not called Mekalko, because I want to read the newspaper, I want to read the paper, I want to read the letter that's inside. It's not called Mekalko, or it is called Mekalko. I'm ripping the envelope. The tikkun is on something else. Is that a Tzvicha Begufa? So that's the long discussion in the Mishnah Brewery, quotes the Chacham Tzvi and the others. That was just opening up an envelope, ripping open an envelope, the flap was glued down on the other side, so that's Korea. The Rambam says when you glue two pieces of paper together, it's Teifer. When you separate them, it's going to be correct. Even if you take one piece of paper, you separate it. It's also going to be correct. Not only two pieces of paper glued together, one piece of paper you rip it, it's also going to be correct. So that's a shayla. Will it be a correct deraisa? It will only be the rabbanon. The whole discussion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The covers that they have downstairs.
And you have a tight lid on top of a paper cup.
It's like a plastic.
Plastic lid. Plastic cup.
Perforated to a certain extent so you can open it up. You've got a little thing, then just drink out that little part. So, but it's perforated already. So
you're not ripping it on Shabbos even.
No, he's saying that you are ripping it.
Oh, you are ripping it on Shabbos.
It's attached a little bit, and then you rip it open a little bit, and then you can. And there's a small hole, and you can drink from the small hole. But it starts out attached, but then you open it a little bit.
There's probably a Pesach. Well, you make a Pesach. You're only going to use it lhotzi, but.
First you cover your cup, and then you open it.
First put on the lid, and then you rip it a little bit. Then you rip the lid a little bit. Probably not allowed to. Rashi says you're not allowed to. That should also be correct. Okay. Next time, Hakalon Shimei Malach. Torah and Dorim on Shabbos.